on the hip-hop music, just breathing that air for something to use it. It's amazing how these people look at you different, because you're not the same, man, it's just so infant. What do you want me to be just like you? Nah, 1 + 1 for me doesn't equal 2, equal 2. How is it when this world works, but these people don't pull you in, so all it does is hurt? No respect and no love, there will never be a change when these people will all rise above. It's a democracy, so approximately my rage will burst out, and all you have to do is just stop with me. Increase the peace at least for once, so we can breathe without all, yeah, yeah, getting teased. Cause right now we are all crying in the rain, ripping our hair out, going insane, yeah. Don't understand me,
but if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on. You don't understand me,
but if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Now I'm gonna be talking about myself, a lonely wolf, and you're all the wealth. Pointing the finger is like pulling a trigger, blow my brains out. When you call me wigger, you go figure. F you to the boots, you see the baggy jeans and chains that label me like I'm some kind of funny. See, why? Because my skin is white and not black. It's the love for hip hop, not to be labeled as that. It's a disappointment for your enjoyment as a joke. I feel like grabbing my hands around your throat to choke. I know it's scary, but that's the very thing I'm intent to do. If it comes to that, man, there's no stopping me to you. We all go a little mad sometimes, maybe because all the haters know how to push all the bad lines. Why? Because they just don't like who we are. So what? We are fine to become an inner star, yeah. Don't understand me,
but if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
You don't understand me, but if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Why is it when these people say respect, or when they turn into two faces walking down the dark hall? It's because they don't have a change of heart. All they love to do is rip people apart. Dissing is the mission, giving their suicidal ignition. A thumbs up for the people to be witnessing. Trust me, I know, I've been through that horror show. Saw the light and thought it was a no-go. But to top it all off, just be yourself underneath. Just look up to the skies and think about the peace, at least, because we are that beautiful person. Just to be earning what we are deserving. A little respect, is that too much for the sake of it? And to be awakening from it? No, because we've got something to prove. Coming together as a culture, we have nothing to lose, yeah.
You don't understand
me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me.
Comprehend me, yeah, come on.
You don't understand
me.
But if the feeling was right, you might comprehend me,
yeah, come on.
And I don't claim to understand you, but I've been looking around and I haven't found anybody like you.
Welcome, welcome, and welcome to especially you, you, and you. I'm your round mound of sound, pound for pound, the best podcast around. This is the Last Stop Podcast Shop on your internet dial. I'm Randy, and I will be your host for all the fun festivities and frivolity. So let's stop, drop, and roll right into the program. You are probably wondering where that introduction tune came from. That's from Muggsy. M-U-G-Z-Y. He is an up-and-coming hip-hop artist from the land down under. Let's move on to our first news item. Now, ladies, well, I'm talking to newly engaged ladies. I bet when you dream of your wedding reception, you dream of people laughing and eating and drinking, and more drinking and eating and laughing and dancing. But let me tell you about this reception from hell. A Lafayette woman is suing a barbecue catering business over food that was served that sickened numerous guests at her wedding reception nearly 3 years ago. According to court documents obtained by CNY Central, Melissa Conant-Arton filed a complaint against Douglas Terrapinion of Holy Shitstorm Barbecue and Catering LLC, which operates out of Earlville in Madison County. The document states that Conant-Arton, the bride of the wedding, held a reception at Arrowhead Lodge in Brewerton on July 31, 2015, around 3 p.m. Conant-Arton and her guests started eating food provided by Holy Shitstorm Barbecue and Catering. Around 6:45, guests started experiencing nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea after consuming food prepared, maintained, and served by a defendant, according to the documents. As a result, ambulances were called to the scene. Shortly afterward, many other guests became ill in the aforesaid forms, at which point more ambulances were contacted, the court documents said. The filing said it was determined that the food, specifically the macaroni and cheese, was strategically significant for, pronouncing this will be interesting, Staphylococcus aureus, a bacteria that causes food poisoning. According to the documents, the incident and injuries were sustained by plaintiffs by reasons of the negligence, carelessness, and or recklessness of defendant, of which include that are not limited to failure to properly prepare, maintain, and or serve food fit for human consumption, failure to take the temperature of the food at the time of service, failure to ensure all agents and or employees were wearing gloves while serving customers, failure to provide adequate food samples for testing in a timely manner. That sounds like an ugly reception. I read another article where they said there was not enough bathrooms. And you can imagine that horror. Ew! My next news story kind of dovetails from that one. It's about whether or not to hang your toilet paper where it rolls over the top or underneath from the bottom. And there is a correct way to do that. And it could save you a trip to the doctor. Tomato, tomato. And maybe people have fought over this, like they've fought over where to set the thermostat on their at their house. I'm sure you've pronounced the same two words differently. Toilet paper hanging over or under, right? Not quite the same, am I right? The over-under debate has been around for as long as I can remember. Turns out the way you hang your toilet paper says a lot about your personality. A study published by The Independent by Dr. Gilda Carley found that people who prefer to have their toilet paper hanging over, which I do, where the loose end is draped over the top, are more likely to have a dominant personality. Now, I don't know about that one. I've done it both ways, but usually it's over the top. And the people who position the roll under, where the loose is ended, hang inside next to the wall, are more likely to be less assertive and more empathetic and easygoing. Now, the easygoing part, I tend to be that way. To a fault, especially when it comes to loaning out money. That's another topic that I might get to. You know, and what's your policy on loaning out money to family or friends? From now on, it's going to be the word no. You know, when you borrow some money from somebody, you should pay it in a respectable, in a, how do I want to say this? Not wait several years before you pay off a debt, even though they might be forgiving. Maybe it's a family member or something who owes you $500, $600. Maybe you should pay off your debts before going on gambling trips or other trips that you could pay off money that is owed to family members or friends. Pay it in a decent amount of time. You know, they may not have a contract, but you know you owe it and you should pay it off. But I kind of got off track there. And for whatever reason, you know, and since that my easygoing policy is coming to an end very quickly. That being said, let's get back to my other story here. There is actually a right way to hang a roll of toilet paper, and you benefit from changing the position if you've been doing it wrong. The tribe has spoken, and when I say tribe, I mean science, that hanging your toilet paper the wrong way can make people sick, lead to lawsuits and workers' compensation payments. A 2011 study by the University of Colorado discovered that even the cleanest public restrooms are covered in dangerous bacteria that can make you sick. That's why I try to open doors with very little hand involvement, or flushing the toilet, or kicking up a toilet seat. I do that with my foot. Sometimes I flush the toilet with my foot. Most of them are automatic now. I think they should all be automatic. The findings identified 19 groups of bacteria on the doors, floors, soap dispenser, the faucet handles, and toilets. Simply touching any one of these surfaces puts you at risk of getting sick, and the problem is that most people are not washing their hands properly to get rid of these dangerous bacteria strains. I don't think anyone surprised by that, but here's where things get interesting. The researchers discovered a lot of E. coli, which comes from human feces, around the toilet. This bacteria can easily be transferred to your hands and cause health problems like food poisoning. So if the toilet paper is hung under, there's a chance that someone's fingers could come in contact with the wall. And because the toilet paper is closer to the wall, it brushes against it, and the next person's hands can get contaminated. Also, when the toilet paper is hung under, someone's hands may come in contact with the top of the toilet paper as they're trying to rip out however much they need. A person's fingers would only be able to touch the toilet paper that they will use. Now that you know this knowledge, it makes sense, right? This is why many public restrooms have a toilet paper dispenser to restrict people from touching the whole roll. According to Inc., employees have held their employers liable for food poisoning in the workplace, and for good reason. In the worst cases, food poisoning can result in brain damage or death. Oh man, I just thought, man, just nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, but brain damage? So what can you do to prevent yourself from getting sick aside from letting coworkers know the right way to hang toilet paper? Wash your hands properly for at least 20 seconds with warm water. You might want to stay away from hand dryers. I did a story about that. There is a lot of bacteria that gets swirled around in the air. I did that with CJ. We talked about that. What I saw was very disgusting, what they discovered when testing hand air dryers in public restrooms. Which way do you hang toilet paper? And share this story with your friends and let them know about the health risks. Now it says click here to read about 10 unlikely places that are dirtier than a toilet seat. I've just had 4 beers, so I'm ready to podcast again. I did locate the 10 other places that are... You'd think that the toilet seat would be one of the dirtiest, but it is not. In fact, they are actually cleaner than a lot of other places. The ATP meter is a tool that measures the dirtiness of a surface and people have used it on all kinds of surfaces to inform the public about what needs to get wiped down on a regular basis. An ATP reading of over 300 means the surface is at risk of spreading an illness, while a reading of 100 or more means that surface needs a good wipe down. Your golden throne comes in at around 200 on the ATP meter, which is bad, but you'd be surprised to learn which common places you can find a higher reading. Here are the 10 unlikely places in your home or workspace that are dirtier than your toilet seat. You don't want to miss the last one. Your handbag. Listen up, ladies. Research has found that handbags used regularly were 10 times dirtier than an office toilet seat. Wow, an office toilet seat where everyone goes. The area that carries the most bacteria is the handles, but even the items inside, like hand creams and lipsticks, are also covered in bacteria. They even trace back stomach flu viruses to a reusable grocery bag. Wow. Water fountain buttons. Some of these you kind of know. But putting your mouth on the nozzle of the water fountain is disgusting enough. Yes, it is. But you'd never think twice about touching the button. 23% of these buttons have enough bacteria to make you sick. Maybe you should all just walk around with surgical gloves and masks, just like they do in other countries. The water fountains. Refrigerator and oven door handles. Let's not leave those out. More than 20% of these handles have ATP levels of more than 300. Oven door handles are at higher risk. Time to get the Clorox out. And then we look at coffee pots. I wouldn't have thought of that one. 48% of coffee pot handles have enough bacteria that require you to wash your hands after touching them. I don't drink a whole lot of coffee because of its. I don't have a good reaction to a lot of coffee. And we got doorknobs. Yeah, I know that. Whenever I can use my elbow or whatever, something else to open a doorknob in a public restroom, I'll do that. On doorknobs, the surface gets touched over and over again by who knows whose hands. A study was conducted where viruses were put onto doorknobs in a workplace, and then it was discovered that up to 60% of the people inside the office picked up the virus. Now, that's a great thing to conduct a study, and then your whole office gets sick. Hopefully, they're willing participants. That would suck, but it still sucks. And then we got, I wouldn't have thought of this right away, vending machine buttons, 21% of these buttons read more than 300 on the ATP meter. Wow, vending machine buttons. Just think about it. Right after you purchase those chips, candy, chocolate bar, pop, you're going to be touching it with your hand. Yuck. Maybe that reason you got sick last time you ate something from a vending machine or drank something from a vending machine. Mouse and keyboard. Oh, yeah, that I should probably worry about. 51% of computer mice need a serious cleaning, and 23% of keyboards have enough bacteria to make you have to take a sick day. Well, you're talking about a whole load of hands touching them, or just like one person. I would think if you're the only one touching the thing, but I suppose this would be like a network computer. Mouse, and we got the, yeah, you think about it, this would be true. A kitchen sponge. When you think about a kitchen dish rag, researchers in Arizona collected 1,000 dishcloths and sponges from people's kitchens to examine the amount of bacteria on them. Not only did they learn that each square inch of their surface contained more than 100,000 bacteria, 10% of them had salmonella. Ooh. Yeah, maybe I won't be buying the sponges right next few weeks. Sink faucet handles. Yeah, I suppose you could guess that one. 75% of office kitchen rooms are full of gross bacteria. You'd think it'd be rinsed enough by people's wet hands, but they actually make it dirtier. Your cell phone. I guess I wouldn't have thought of that right away. Your cell phone comes at 900 on the ATP meter. Wow, 900? To be honest, that's not surprising. Consider often we touch our phone. How often? For example, when we touch those dirty vending machine buttons, we touch our phone. Sometime after, when we touch our mouse and keyboard, we touch our phone after. Yeah, dirty door handles, and you touch your phone. Going to the public restroom, and you touch your phone. Wow. Your phone is probably birthing its own bacteria by now. Ugh. You're probably reading this article on your phone now. It's time to stop and disinfect it. Man, that's gross. Some of them I sort of knew, and some of them I did not know. But it's time to get out the disinfectant spray, I think, and all the things. Yeah, when you think about it, the stove, door handle, how about the microwave button, and the fridge handle. Yeah, I don't handle the coffee pot handle all that much. We did that thing on the hand air dryer. I did not know that one. That one. They stuck something in there, and they let the bacteria grow in a petri dish, and it was absolutely horrifying. But that's the end of that story, so let's take a left turn and move on to some other topic. Next up, we have a woman who has an airplane flight from hell. Well, I don't know if it's from hell exactly, but I can understand why it would make her uncomfortable. Woman says flight crew made jokes after a man masturbated next to her. She even caught the guy on video. Partway through Genevieve Pascola's flight from London to Chicago earlier this month, she woke up from a nap to a mortifying sight. With his body covered by a blanket, the man sitting next to her appeared to be masturbating. And somehow, even after she jumped out of her seat and got away from him, things only got worse from there. According to BuzzFeed News, Pascola woke up the woman next to her and told an attendant on the airline's flight, United Airlines flight, what was going on. She wrote on Instagram that the flight attendants confirmed that he was masturbating in public and gave her and the woman next to her new seats. Then she claims the flight attendants started cracking jokes about what the man had done, an experience Pascola described as being assaulted. A better response to these situations in the future. Your observations are important as they, well, this is from United. They help us improve areas that need our attention. Unfortunately, we are unable to honor your request for a refund of your travel from London to Chicago or offer a goodwill compensation. Well, yeah, she didn't see the guy's junk, I guess. But again, I apologize for the uncomfortable situation you experienced. I appreciate that you chose United for your travel. We hope that your next trips with us will be a more positive experience. Regards, Lauren Michaels, Customer Care. Then the flight crew attendants started making jokes about the situation, asking what perfume are you wearing, and excusing him, saying he's had a bit of wine. Pascola wrote, no one stopped him. He was allowed to finish with a child sitting closely by. I don't know how they, I guess he gave some indication he was done. At a time when we're having a global dialogue about sexual harassment and assault, you'd think United would make a point of stopping the man, ensuring Pascola was okay, and following up with her, especially considered its reputation isn't exactly sterling right now. But according to Pascola, that didn't happen. She said that a security guard met her when she got off the plane and asked if she wanted an apology from the guy, which she turned down. Well, why didn't she get an apology? I mean, she filed a complaint with the airline, she said, but it took them a month and a half to get back to her. Yeah, that's a little long. Only to apologize for what it called an uncomfortable situation. Well, I'd call it an uncomfortable situation. And refused to give her a full refund. Yeah, I don't know. Full refund for that. I mean, changing seats is a pretty good idea. You change seats. The guy didn't ask you to join him in the restroom to join the Mile High Club, I guess. In an interview with BuzzFeed, United spokesman Maddie King called what allegedly happened on board inappropriate and offensive, saying customers' safety was United's top priority. I don't think he was causing much of a safety issue. That's why in this case, our customers were promptly moved to different seats, which I agree with, in a different section of the plane, and law enforcement officials were summoned in advance to meet the perpetrator when the plane pulled into the gate. King said it was unclear if the man was ever arrested. King said the airline also called Pascola on the day of the flight for a wellness check and offered her compensation as a gesture of goodwill. Pascola told BuzzFeed News that only came after she tweeted about what happened and United gave her a voucher for half the cost of her ticket. As if exploding engines, cracked windows, vaping pilots, belligerent stewardess, and flaming carry-ons aren't enough to worry about when you fly, it's apparently time to add public masturbators to the list. It's hard to believe somebody actually managed to outdo the guy who peed all over the back of an airline seat. Yeah, that'd be even, I don't know. What do you do in a situation besides move them and maybe partially refund them? And I don't know if the guy was arrested or not, but maybe he wanted to join, since it was just himself, the half-mile high club. But let me get back to another topic. You know, when you borrow money from a person, you should pay them back within a reasonable amount of time. If it goes for months and months and months and months, it just makes the person lose respect for the other party if you don't pay them back. And, you know, if you borrow from friends and family, you know, it kind of makes you lose respect for them, and they don't like being treated like a bank. I just say, you know, if you have a debt, and I'm proud to say I don't owe friends or family one single dime, when actually there were a lot of times I probably could have and should have asked for a loan that I would have paid back, but I never did ask for any money to save a vehicle I once had. But that's kind of my parting thought for this episode of Infotainment. But I think right now it's time to call
Black Alert
and spore drive this episode to the interwebs. Now you can find my program on TuneIn. You can find it on Stitcher. Find it on Apple Podcasts, Blueberry, Podomatic, YouTube, Podbean, and infotainmentpodcast.com. You can tweet my Twitters at Randy Podcaster. You can also look at my blog at randyms12.blogspot.com and whatever else, my Facebook page you can look at. Mainly those places I just put kind of a description of my program for the latest episode. But hopefully next episode we'll be able to interview, I guess things didn't work out and I wasn't able to interview Muggsy, up-and-coming hip-hop artist in Australia, and we will end the program with his music. Once again, I would like to thank everyone who's listened to this episode, you, and especially you. Hope you join us again for the next episode of Infotainment. This is number 66, coming up on the big 7-0, so that should be a good time. Have a little crowd cheer and stuff like that. Crack open a beer. Until next time, bye-bye, folks.
Going on. Most women nowadays are strictly a bitch. Why is it so wild? why do they always act like shit? It's amazing how they can't be respectful to the good guys. They just wanna play around and hurt them with their lies. Yeah, bitch, I've been through it so many times, and it hurts when I tried, but my feelings keep getting fried. Your only excuse is I'm too much of a nice guy. Then you go around and get cheated on down the line. You come back crying saying, when will I get mine? You whine like a bitch cause you didn't choose the right guy. Well fucking hell, bitch, I'm standing right here. It's just a shame that your vision ain't clear. All you wanna do is act like a slut. I'll tell you what, get fucked. Don't come back next year, disease knocking at my door, begging please.
She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
Bitch, what the fuck is up?
Strictly a bitch. She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
What the fuck's going on? You try to act like daddy's little girl and act like there's nothing going on. But what happens when the night comes along? Got these random guys trying to get you thong. It fucks me off when they hit the legal age. You once a nice guy, your friendship fades away into nothing and we never see it coming. Why you front, bitch, don't be stunned something. All they want is the money and the power. If you don't have that, it only goes sour. It leads to depression. In your mind you can't stop the affection selfishly leading you on, acting like nothing is wrong. What the fuck's going on? You're here and you're there. You say that you care, but really did you think that's fair?
She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
Bitch, what the fuck is
strictly a bitch? She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be
what the fuck's going on? Do they think life's a game? Do they take life seriously? Cause every time I see them, they don't take me seriously. You think men treat you all disrespectfully, but we have a high mentality of maturity to secure and keep a good friendship, or leave them in tragedy. In their case, when they hit 18, it becomes ugly and nasty. Different crowds, slut routes, pants down, doing things with your mouth. And their only excuse is
we're young.
See them throwing up the YOLO,
having fun.
Yeah, who cares what you do then later on? For a pregnant, blame the kid cause you did it wrong. It's amazing when you be a nice guy and they roll their eyes. Bitch, need a slap, no, what?
She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
Bitch, what the fuck is up?
Strictly a bitch. She be strictly a bitch. They be strictly a bitch. Why be strictly a bitch?
What the fuck's going on? Fucking bitch.